Cookie. On Sunday, the 8th of February, 1970, Channel 2 writes.
Mm-hmm. And they were mixing drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to get back in their automobile and drive some more, and they was already so drunk they couldn't walk straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had them locked up, buddy.
Well, good for you.
And I had their car towed away.
That's the way it ought to be.
I was telling about having those two guys locked up last night.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Car towed away. Monday night, I had four locked up.
That was
fun. I had four locked up and two cars towed away.
Why, Cookie?
Yeah.
Because you're right down there in that.
Like I told Guy, my life may be in their hands. Your life may be in their hands. Or my children's lives may be in their hands. I don't know where my family's at all the time since Laura started driving. If they ain't taking off and want to go someplace, why, they go ahead and go. Well, they may have run into them. I wouldn't have known.
Is Laura right cautious?
She's a very good driver. Very good.
About getting out at night and things like that?
She don't like to drive out at night. She just don't like it. You know, the drive in the daytime.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I'm glad she feels that way.
I don't say any of the kids would be, you know, take chances if they didn't get in with some eggheads.
That's right.
As long as they sort of in the family and don't have to put on a show.
Yeah, the boy's been calling Laura up, wanting her to go out. I just don't want to go. She won't go out. Some of them I called, I wouldn't have let her went with.
Uh-huh.
But yet, on the other hand, there's some that called that I would have let her went.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, no, I just don't want to go.
I wouldn't. Some of the parents, you know, push them out.
That's right. They push them out. I ain't going to push mine out.
There's such a big hurry.
Yeah. I know a woman in Gainesville pushed her daughter off and married her off when she's 13 years old.
That's pushing.
Yeah.
She sure did. She's been married 3 years and got three children.
Good
she's
Lord.
Just 16 years old.
Do you know somebody like that?
Yes, sir. I sure do. Somebody calling you.
They've been calling. They spent a good while up here this morning just staying out there looking.
Lined up. When'd you put them in, Guy?
Huh?
When did you put them in the past? You hadn't put them in. I came by then, I thought you'd put them in as those fool heifers. That's how big they were.
Yeah.
I'll be doggone.
Those heifers are too smart for the pants, you know. When I took the cows out, they just had to come out too. Well, they can't eat as much as a cow, you see. So, for the last couple of weeks, they've just been not doing too good. So now three times I've kept them in there. And they got so they just...
The first night I cut them, they wouldn't let them come out. All five of them just went right back out there and put the head down and started eating, just like nothing had happened.
Yeah. So when you bring them out now, they know they stay in, huh?
Yeah, I don't know whether I can bring them out by myself or not now. I mean, cut them out for myself. Yeah. But up when I was bringing them out this road or this lane, I could.
Well, this won't put off, but just a week. planning.
It's fair next Sunday.
Yeah. Pretty soon the days are going to get longer.
It's going to have to do some drying out, too.
Hey, we got that old hair fixed up. I thought it was going to be a job. Cookie already knew what he was going to do to it. It's just one section of it.
I looked at it before I ever bought the blame thing. I knew what it was going to take.
Yeah.
And you got your plank fixed so you can put the store of those things, what you was working on.
Yeah, I put that out there. That's all.
Well, I tell you, it's music to hear that Ford start.
Oh, it is, and it's got a lot more pull in it, Cookie. A whole lot more.
Did you do anything extra to it?
I just put a set of plugs in it. Plug wires.
Well, maybe the plug wires is what it did.
They were leaking down in the worst kind of way.
Like that?
And that's partly my goof up. I thought they were wire, but they weren't.
No.
They were this graphite radio resistant wire. When you get that blame stuff after so long time, you get that stuff damp. Well, you're beating your head against the wall trying to get something to crank. And that thing being damp. They can't know, a fire will go through, but it don't go through with a hot enough jump to far off that plug.
Well, now that sounds just like the trouble we've had.
And I say that's part
of
my
fire, fault. But we never got enough.
That's right.
Yeah. That was partly my goof up. I should have checked them wires.
Oh,
I took one of them off and cut it in two. And here I was to just cut that. I thought I was going to cut in the wire, you know. I didn't cut in no wire.
That's awesome.
Well, what's the advantage of them?
They keep them cutting in on radios and televisions.
Oh.
Well, I don't care about that. Out here in the pasture field, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be running no radio on a tractor.
Oh.
No.
No.
Well, gosh, all these years we've put up with that thing going and stop it.
Oh, that's the reason they put them on a car.
Yeah.
It keeps the interference out of that little car radio.
Yeah. You know, to me, I just don't like car radio. I just don't. I don't know why. I guess I'm old-fashioned, but.
You don't even like a radio.
Better tell them I use it.
Well, I think they're dangerous to have on and drive.
They are.
Because you start listening to them and you don't hear your traffic sound
right.
And everything else.
I need to get a habit in the place of business. Somebody gets to turn them on, you know, the noise. They don't listen. It's just noise.
You know, I may have to get me one put in the station for the public's benefit. Because I've had so many people, ask me, where's your radio?
Oh, while they're waiting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's your radio? So I may put one in. I may go get me one. Just put in this one. Just for the public. Benefit.
When the public comes in, you turn it on?
Yeah. Or let them turn it on. If they ask me where it's at, I say it's sitting there on the bench. Turn it on.
Well, you in for listening a lot. Some queer things.
Doesn't bother you.
You be out working.
Well, it bothers me, yes, but that's all right.
You mean that old radio noise is bothersome? It run me crazy.
Television? sometimes they get stuff on television that just absolutely drive me nuts. I've got to get up and go. Yet, there are some programs that I really enjoy watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then cut it off.
Cut it off and forget about that junk.
Don't just keep on leaving it on. Now there's Madam on the here and the old man over there. See, she's pretty.
Mm.
She's pretty too, Cookie.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You know, if you could get a good view of him, she might be prettier than he is. He's
I think she's prettier than him. I think she's much more pretty, much prettier. Yeah. Well, it's sort of nice to have you there on the corner as we pass by.
Yeah.
I'm waved sometimes. I run into to the station before I realize it. Look at it getting lighter.
Nice. It's time. This is 24 hours of it.
Cookie says he sleeps like a log these days.
Cookie, what was it? Breathing.
Friction.
How long were you there?
Months.
That's a good long while. It's all right to start with.
First 6 months was all right. Everything was smooth.
What happened?
Jay just, I didn't know it until the other day. But about a year ago, Jay got the word that he was going to have to leave the used car department. And it took him that long to get a man, get him broke in, to take Jay's place. So this week winds JJ up with the used car department. So from that time on, he started bucking, and he started riding everybody. It wasn't only me. It was the salesmen. It was the cleanup boys. And they've had about 6 or 8 cleanup boys. And Lee told me yesterday he's one of the cleanup boys. He's the only one that got left. He said if I hadn't known Jay was going to be leaving, he said I'd leave. He said I wouldn't go back to work Monday morning. But he says, I put up with one more week of it.
And to me, on the outside, just that was just hard to believe. JJ, he's so jolly when you start talking to him.
Yes, he is. Now, he's been down the station 3 or 4 times, JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come down here and just sit around and talk.
Yeah.
Just for a few minutes and then he'd go on. Yeah, he saw you. He jumped across to the tree. He's getting wise to that little burn.
Yeah. He don't care for that.
Yeah, Jay been down. George Bradley's been down and talked to him. Well, all the salesmen have been in. And Johnny was in Friday evening. Johnny was in talk a while.
Is that the one I don't try to avoid?
No, that's Johnny Brasington. He is the president.
I see what you're talking about. Who are you talking about?
Oh, you're trying to avoid Bud Miller.
Yeah, that's right.
Bud, he's been in, and Bud has sent me a lot of business.
Is that right? He's nice, so I just...
But he's a high pressure somebody.
Yeah, he presses you a little too much.
He presses too much. No, he sent me on weekends, Saturday afternoons. see, there's no place open that they can get anything done.
Oh, yeah.
So he sends me quite a bit of work on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you probably get business like that on Saturday.
How'd you run into this place, Cookie?
Well, on Friday when I quit braking, I get in my, see what was I driving? I drive my truck. I got in my truck and I'd started down here on Friday morning after I quit up there. I'd started down here. I was going down 13th Street. And I knew Clyde, a good friend of mine, and I saw him standing there, wasn't doing nothing. I just whipped in, thinks, well, I'll talk to Clyde a while. And I talked too much. He gave me a job.
He'd had enough of it.
Yes. See, he used to be service manager for Bradenton for years.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, you mean he's that far along?
Oh, yes, my
service sir. Manager, that's a head man over there.
Yes, sir. And the city of Gainesville offered him $10,500 a year to manage their maintenance shop up on 39th Avenue. And he flat turned it down.
Yeah.
He don't have to work. He don't have to look for a job. He can go to work any place.
Well, what do you know? Well, what do you know?
And he knows it. That man does.
Oh, he does.
He knows an automobile.
Oh, he does.
From start to finish, he knows one.
Well, you ought to keep him hanging around there then, Cookie.
He don't want to. He don't want to hang around. He's waiting for his new Cadillac to come in. Then he's heading for Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Oh, don't tell me.
He sure is.
Oh, he
that's
going
what
out.
He's waiting on.
He's going out there. He knows the Cadillac dealership in Las Vegas. See. Well, he just wants to move around. He don't want to stay in one place. Has no wife, no family, just him.
Just him?
Just him. He's got a little travel trailer, 16 feet long, self-contained.
Yeah.
And he can hook on that thing, that big Cadillac, and just be at home. In fact, that's all he's got. That's his home.
Well, that's where he lives now.
That's right.
And he's got money enough. He doesn't have to work.
He doesn't have to work.
You mean he got money coming in?
Yes, sir. See, he owns an interest in General Motors division, the Cadillac division of General Motors. He got a stock in it. So he's got money coming in, from his stock, see?
Well, anyway, he stops, he can still turn an honest penny, can't he?
That's right. So, I don't blame him. Not in the least. Not in the least.
Well, now, does he do much of that backroom stuff?
No.
Just now and then?
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it?
Just for the fun of it.
He don't do it serious.
Once in a while he'll hit a good streak.
Yeah.
Go clean up.
But it's not a business with him or anything.
No.
Well, now some people just enjoy that cookie. That sort of enlivens up the day.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. It just wear me out. You play poker when you're in the army?
When I was in the army. That broke me. Playing poker.
That would break me too.
No, I'll tell you what it did. When I was going overseas on a boat, I won over $1,600 playing poker. Drunk, playing poker. But after I got to Japan and began to sober up, I started spending my money. And before I got good and sober, I was as broke as I am right now. And I've been broke ever since. I went through with that money. I don't know where it went. A bit more than you do. But when I got on that boat, I got on that boat with 5 gallon moonshine whiskey in my duffel bag. I did. I threw my clothes away and put moonshine whiskey in my duffel bag. But I didn't pull an OKP all the time. I was going over there. After I got there, they're coming back. I didn't pull an OKP.
Sober enough to get out of that.
No, I had the whiskey, see, and the captain, he didn't have any. I'd slip him a pint jar of whiskey every now and then, and he'd keep me straight. He'd keep me where he could get a hold of me, you know, in case he wanted a pint of whiskey.
You know, that sounds pretty nice. Clyde got that Cadillac and that little trailer, what do you call it? Little travel trailer. And he just self-sufficient, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
It don't cost him anything to live, could it?
No, he can park that trailer any place. See, for a long time there, he had it parked in that paint room at the service station.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
That's where he lived.
That's where he lived.
And he got tired of living there 24 hours a day, so he moved it out.
He moved it out. He got out there in a fella's yard. He never stays there much. But it's his home.
Well, now there's the advantage, you see, of being clever. You know, a fella in his shape could, just be short of money all the time and be fighting it and unhappy and everything like that. Now look at that. He's just about as self-sufficient as a man can be, what you say.
Happy as a lark all the time.
Hey, good humor?
That's right. He just don't care what happens. He goes right along with the crowd. That's just the way he is. Just happy-go-lucky Clyde and just...
Let me see. What was it he does for Brazington?
Set the speedometers back.
And you got to be a pretty good locksmith to do that.
You got to know what you're doing. I can do it. And when he leaves, I'll get that business, see? Because me and him is only two people in Gainesville that knows how to do some of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not all the same?
Not all the same, no. You take on a 65 or 66 Buick Riviera, it'll take you a day to get into it and get back out.
Take anybody that?
Anybody. The best it takes you a day to get in there and get back out.
Well, you've got to be there at Brazington, where the Buick is.
No, they bring it down there. They don't want it done
on that
property.
That's what I started to say. They don't want it done on that property.
They don't want it done up there. That's why I never had to do very many while I was up there, see? They didn't want it done there.
Mm-hmm.
They want it sent out.
And he does it for $15 or $20 a piece.
$10 a piece, straight across.
Straight across. And some of them take no time at all.
Some of them can do it in 15 minutes. But on the other hand, when he gets a 65 or 66 Riviera, it takes him a day.
But he does them all for $10.
All for $10.
But he's not ambitious. He's not out trying to make a killing.
No.
Did he trade?
Yes, he'll trade.
What is the trade?
Oh, he trades automobiles. Yeah. He trades automobiles.
You mean he keeps a few and turns them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he bought a 62 Cadillac the other day for $50. Drove down to the station and changed oil in the filter and greased it. Took it over to Bob Adams and wholesaled it for $220. Made $170 just before he could fix. He sure did.
Well, now, how does he run into things like that?
Well, he bought it from Bradenton, see.
Oh. Oh.
He goes Chevrolet, Ford, Bradenton, and then down to Buick, and all around them places, and he finds them.
If there's something they don't want.
Yeah.
He look at it.
And if he can turn two or three screws and change oil in it and make $50, why?
About. They get a little out of it and get it off the hands.
That's right.
But then he puts it back in circulation.
And then poor sucker like me, I go over to Bob Adams and buy it and wonder what in the world is wrong with it.
That's right.
Cookie, why couldn't you see, why couldn't the fella, why you see, why couldn't you, if you knew a fellow like Clyde, and tell him what you want, and let him shop around for you?
He can.
You just expect him to make something out of it, but the thing of it is, if he'd work for you, he'd protect you.
That's right.
That's my trouble.
Yeah, he'd work around for a fellow like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best automobile in Florida.
Yeah.
Now you're done with it.
That fella Gene, I forget his last name, he was working for Gaswell. And he had picked it up, used it a little himself. And he kept it around like you got that Ford.
Uh-huh.
And he kept monkeying with it. And it was in fine shape. The only thing, you know, it's slow pokey and old. But you see, if it just happens, they just, he was really fine. We made many a trip in that.
Well, now you take that Ford wagon. It's not no high powered vehicle. You know what I mean? You couldn't get out here and run it like you could an Oldsmobile. It's got that little engine in it, and you can't dog one, but yet, they're dependable. They got the power, if you want it.
Uh-huh.
They're peppy. Peppy enough.
I haven't driven a Ford in a long time.
Then too, the nice part about a Ford or Chevrolet, the parts don't break you up when you go to get them repaired. Well, I wonder if it's gonna fare up till I can do something.
Well, I guess I better start looking around for a little fertilizer and a little millet seed. Copeland's don't sell that. Yeah, not much margin in that stuff anyhow. They don't get rich on selling that stuff.
Tuesday, I'm gonna go look at a fertilizer distributor.
How far you gotta go?
Spar. You know where Spar is out here?
Can't see it pull in.
Mm-mm. I don't know where it's at. Toby Surehouse, the one who knows where it's at. See.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's gonna take me down there Tuesday because he's off Tuesday.
Where does Toby live?
He's here in Gainesville at, I believe it was 44th Street, southeast.
Mm-hmm.
44th Street.
Do you see him occasionally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was at my house night before that.
What are you doing out there?
Just drop by.
Well, what's he do out that direction?
He's got cattle out there just beyond me.
Yeah.
And he comes out and feeds up. Feeds them, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll stop by and shoot the breeze. We're going. He's going to furnish the material, and I'm going to do the work, and we're going to build us a weed chopper. And them roller type weed choppers, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you want it for?
Chop this old dog fennel and stuff down in the fall, you know, to completely cut it under.
A lot of work on one of those things. Just put all them cleats and cut it on there. You weld them on?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got regular grater blades.
Yeah.
And,
go straight across?
Yeah. It don't take long, so one up.
If you have one, you ought to put it on wheels.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you won't tear up your driveway and everything where it hits.
Then too, if you got one on wheels, well, everybody's gonna be borrowing it.
You know, there ought to be some way people could borrow and pay a little bit. But they ain't, is there?
No.
Well, you can't pick them up. That steel got to be heavy enough, you know, to take a pretty good blow. Does he have a cylinder?
He got a piece of 24-inch pipe.
Oh.
6 feet long.
6 feet. Don't make it all 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you won't pick that up.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. 4 foot's about as long as I've seen.
Now, what he wants me to do is just take my welder and weld the angle iron to the pipe for him to bolt his blades to.
Yeah.
Then he's got some other rig for the rest of it. I don't know.
The critical part is your axle, because it's not heavy enough without water in it.
No. And it takes something to, it takes a pretty good axle to take the punishment.
Yeah. I don't think they pay off. I've used them quite much. I'd rather just take a load of more.
I wouldn't
put up with him.
Well, he ain't gonna put water in his.
It's gonna be heavy enough by itself.
He's gonna put full of cement.
Oh. And that'll do it.
That joker will be heavy.
Well, I'm glad he's done it. It gives me the willies to think about it.
He told me he's going to put his axle through the pipe.
Yeah.
Pour cement around it.
Yeah.
Take a pillow block bearing, put on each end of it, and bolt the pillow block bearing to his frame.
Yeah.
He's got to figure it out in his mind. He says, all I want you to do is to weld the angle iron on there for me to bolt my blades to. And then he said, I'll take it from there. Mr. Gentleman, he can have it.
Well, will the angle iron be solid all the way across?
No. Big pieces about 4 inches long.
Yeah.
Put a piece about, he said he wanted 3 pieces on there for every blade.
Yeah. Just one at the end, one at the middle.
Yeah. One at each end, one at the middle. Are you going to have 7 blades on it? That's 21 pieces of angle iron he wants to weld on there.
Mm-hmm. And burn a hole in it?
No, he's got... the angle iron he's got, or the piece he's got that he's going to weld on there, has got a big hole right in the center of it, on each side. They got a hole in it. So he said he showed me, laid them down there, he showed me, so I want to put these on there.
You know, those things there, you can back, those choppers, you can back them up into places where you got briars. You don't have to go forward, you can back them up in there.
Uh-huh.
But you can do a mower, a rotary mower, the same way.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know, Cookie, rotary mower, you know, if you got a good steady one, it'll take a small tree.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take, I don't know, it might take more than them choppers.
It'll take them that big around.
Yeah.
Well, a chopper ain't going to cut one like that.
Might knock it over, I don't know. I guess it would bend it.
Bend it over, but it ain't gonna cut it.
And these mowers are pretty sturdy too, you know.
Oh yeah.
Just give her the power. They're about as fearful as anything on the place.
Yeah. Gosh, it's starting to rain hard again. Yeah. Looks like today's about a total loss.
Total loss.
Coming back.
Yeah.
have a burner.
Yeah, that's all it does, just sting it. Oh, I just killed one or two birds. See them lying around. But about all I care about doing, I like to see the feathers fly a little bit.
Yeah.
Watching that squirrel come out there all day.
Hi.
Bring this big gray nose?
Yeah,
I did. I think
I brought it. You brought
that
big gray, so you're watching the squirrel?
I
haven't seen squirrel since I've been out here.
One of them tried to get in there. You know, he'll cut through them little palings there. Yeah, he just takes them off. Cuts right through them. He didn't. He only knew it. That's what gets him in trouble. That's the reason. Yeah, you check that little hog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was Sunday, the 8th of March, 1970. Sunday, the 8th of March, 1970. That's way back. Channel 2 right, 5:15. Now I'm setting it up for a beautiful Sunday. Sunday morning, 19th of April, 1970. Sunday morning, the 19th of April, 1970. Channel 2 right, 5:20, somewhere along there. The big tractor has broken down again. The hydraulic system. This is Sunday, the 19th of April, 1970. Channel 2 right, around 5:30.
I got over it all.
Well, I kept thinking I'd go out there and caution you not to try to do it with all your errands around. It's nice to get it done, though,
then. Well, hey,
it didn't take any time.
No, just get out there and do it.
That's the thing with that big tractor. You get out there and you're over it before you know it.
Yeah, see, I had up there at the little tractor got to cutting up so bad, I finally had to go to second gear on that.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. After I got it in second gear, well, I didn't like it.
Oh.
See, that coil pack from behind there and that disc, too.
Yeah.
That's a load for that little tractor.
For that little tractor.
Yeah. Of course, that big tractor, what, they just take it in third gear and move on.
Oh, yeah. See, it'll even cut it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could cut it and pull a coil pack or two.
A big old drag.
Yeah.
Oh, that wind could come up from somewhere.
Yeah, but it's warm. The wind ain't cold, though. It's warm wind.
Yeah. But it's first one I have.
Yeah. Frank, tell you what kind of trick I done the other night?
No.
Friday night, I worked till 2 o'clock again.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
What is that all about?
I had work to do, and I just laid it on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
See, it's fine.
2 o'clock.
They thought they wouldn't wait till yesterday, so they wanted it done Friday. They wanted it done before yesterday morning, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir, it will be done.
Huh?
And I done it. So yesterday evening, about 20 minutes to 5. I got a chance and I closed that place up. And I went home. You know, I went to bed. I never got up till after 7 o'clock this morning.
Is that right?
I sure did. I sure got me a rest. Helen and all of them went to Leesburg yesterday, down to Helen's first cousins. Took the old Pontiac.
Yeah.
Man, it just runs like a dream.
Yeah.
I put Laura tape player in it yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. A fella give me a tape player.
Yeah.
And I put it in for her yesterday.
Yeah.
No, it took me about 15 minutes to put it in that one because I knew where everything was. See?
Yeah.
And it just hooked up that easy. And them old model cars, there's nothing in your way. No air conditioning or anything to guard against. And man, it worked out real nice. She just tickled to death. Yeah, he gave me the tape player. It's a second hand one, but it plays good.
You don't care how many hands.
I don't care how many. I don't care if it's fifth hand, as long as it plays good. And it didn't cost me nothing.
You want to put your coffee in? I'll pour
it for you. So. Oh, boy.
Well, it wasn't any use trying to get a hold of you last night, then, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I was there. I wasn't asleep. But I, by golly, I just laid on the bed and rested.
You just collapsed.
I just collapsed. That's there was nobody there to bother me.
Yeah.
And I just naturally collapsed now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I'd worked all week like a horse. I mean, I put it on last week.
Yeah.
And I got a chance. There wasn't a soul there yesterday evening about 20 between 20 after 4 and 20 to 5, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
And I just got to thinking, what am I doing sitting here? I just pulled the doors down, locked them, and took my money out of the cash register and flipped the light switch off right quick and jumped my old truck and cut out.
Shoot.
I went straight home, and I didn't even take time to eat. I hadn't even eaten no dinner. Didn't even take time to eat.
Yeah.
I just laid down.
Yeah.
By 7 o'clock, I got up and went in the kitchen, got me a banana and a glass of milk. That was I laid down in the living room.
Yeah.
Where I could open all the windows to be cool. And it began to cool down a little bit by then. Well, I shedded all my clothes and at 7 o'clock and hit the bed right.
You know, a banana and a glass of milk tastes good.
It's nourishing, yeah.
Yes.
That's all I had from yesterday morning until this morning.
Yeah. Do you cut it up and put it in the milk?
No, I
just
peel
it
and eat it and then drink the milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Now that was Saturday night, and Friday night you worked till 2 o'clock.
That's right.
He just had to have it.
Yeah. Well, I got it.
What was it?
Tape players. See, people was going out of town over the weekend, so they're going to leave yesterday morning.
Oh.
They wanted them tape players put in.
Oh, he'd sold them, and he had to have them in.
Yeah.
Well, you cleaned up.
I cleaned up. I see. I put in 5 Friday night.
What does it take you, half an hour to an hour?
Some of them about a half hour. Some of them takes me longer than that, but I get a flat price of $12.
Yeah.
If it takes me 15 minutes, I still get $12. If it takes me 2 hours, I'll get $12.
Yeah.
So,
it can't too much happen. I saw you put one in.
Yeah.
Well, all the equipment there, you got the braces, you just got to put a...
Got to drill holes in the days and put bolts in them, bolt them up. But what takes me so long and what's so aggravating is trying to work in them and then wait on the pumps.
Oh, yes.
See what I mean? Oh, that gets to be aggravating.
Yeah.
And you get your arm back under a carpet, just get ready to catch hold of that wire, you know. Well, that bell rings. You got to go to the pumps.
Yeah.
You've all got to do over again.
Yeah, I know.
So, it makes it aggravating. But Friday night, there wasn't nothing or nobody to bother me.
Yeah.
I just got on and stayed on.
Yeah, I see. He wanted to get them in and collect his money.
Yeah.
And you get your money just as soon as he gets his.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir. He's a Miami Jew, but I'll work with him as long as he'll work with me.
Yeah.
He's a Miami Jew, but his money spends just like everybody else's. That's all right. This is laundry. I don't have to laundry him.
Yeah, I noticed Cookie, he's not easy customer anymore. When it comes up there, he hasn't got the money, he don't act happy.
Can't afford to, can't.
No, I'm mad if he ain't got no money. I'm mad because I'm after that money.
Yeah. Well, it's not after anything, Cookie. It's just what keeps you in business.
That's right. I could let, this last week, what work I done last week, I could let it out on credit and I couldn't have been able to opened up in the morning.
How about it? Yeah.
That's right. I couldn't have opened up in the morning.
And don't you tell me that half of them wouldn't do that if they could get away with it.
If they could get away with it, they sure would do it. And then laugh at you.
Yeah.
And laugh at you, yeah. Well, he went under fast. Look at what we done to him. We put him under fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's no remorse at all. No worry about that. No. No, sir. Oh, that's sad. That's happened so many times, Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's a lot of times, it's the very best people that they take advantage of.
You know, I hate to do it, but I got two students that I'm going to have to do something with in the morning.
Well, don't hesitate. That one gave you the check?
One of them.
Yeah.
That's one. Well, they're both checks.
Yeah.
I got to have my money. I'm going to send the sheriff after.
I wouldn't hesitate. If they can't pay for the work, they ought to get it done.
That's right.
Now, here I am lecturing you, you see.
I'm
not a great collector myself.
That's all right. That's good advice.
But
and
I
them students, them students over there, let me tell you, they take too many people for a ride. That's the truth.
And they're gifted.
That's right.
Oh, they're gifted. I learned one thing out here, not to mix banking and raising calves. That was easy to learn.
Well, now let me tell you. See, I have to pay for my gas every Monday morning. I have to pay that gas. I've got to have that money for that gas.
Yeah.
Well, I collect my gas money. Every night I figure up and see how much gas money I got. I put it aside.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my money. That's the other man's money. Then if I've got anything to play with, I'll play with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can do that. That's all they cost me is just pumping that gasoline there for that whole business. And now I've got a real good business built up there.
It's going fast, isn't it?
I've tripled since I went in there. I've tripled that business since I went in there.
Oh, really?
I sure have.
But you can't, something like that, Cookie, and it'll get better.
Sure, it's going to get better. As the weather opens up, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
We've had an awful bad, the last 2 months have been bad weather.
Yeah.
People ain't been going in. You wait till people start moving about.
Well, with prospects like that, you can't be thinking about getting out of it.
No, week before last, I cleared $226.19, clear money. And didn't work hard after all.
Yeah.
It didn't work as hard, and I didn't have half the aggravation as I had at Brazington.
Yeah.
You cleared over $200 a week?
$226.19 to be exact. That's what my net profit was for the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's phenomenal. Yes, that's it. And you don't. It's sort of a vacation compared to what where it was.
Yeah, they've offered me $150 a week to go back up there.
No.
They sure did.
Is that right?
They've offered me $150 a week.
to go back up and go to work for him.
Yeah.
I said, nah, I can't see it.
Yeah.
And he told Clyde,
yeah,
Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. I said, they asked Clyde, they said, Clyde, how much, just how much money do you think it'd take to get Cookie to come back up here? Clyde said, well, I don't know. I'd be afraid to say because he cleared over $220 last week. And they didn't say no more. Because they know it'd take that much to get me back up there. And he would. I wouldn't go for a cent less than $200.
Yeah. Well now, Cookie, Clyde has a good thing of it too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Clyde, he's helped me and I help him.
Yeah.
If I get stuck, he is a master mechanic.
Yeah.
He's a master. If I get stuck, he'll come and get me right quick. Help me out. And if he needs a hand on anything, or if he's got two and he needs one of them out right quick, I'll jump in there and help him get it out. And he'll do me the same way.
Yeah.
Well, when he comes back off vacation, I'm going to make a spot for Clyde Harrison.
Sure.
Because he's an asset to the business.
There you are.
I'm going to make a spot for him. If I have to run Bob Fuller off.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine that's just what'll happen. Because he done went down to Mr. Smith, the owner of the station, and asked him to throw me out to work and give the station to him.
Huh.
He did.
Who's that? The boy that was sat on that desk?
Yeah.
What does he want with the station?
He wants it for his battery business.
Oh.
See, he bought Gator Battery out, and he's trying to buy Drew's battery service out. Reverend Drew, he's trying to buy him out so he can quit Western Electric and go into the battery business. If he can get the two companies to combine them, well, he could make some pretty good money, see. Then he could quit Western Electric and work for himself. And he's wanting that spot there for his business.
Well, who would have thought that?
Well, now, it all depends on how he talks.
Yeah.
The next 6 weeks, whether he stays or not.
No. Well, you don't need that old $30
now. No, Clyde Harrison can, he said he could guarantee me $100 a month, my part out of that one stall back there.
Yeah.
He said, I can guarantee you $100 a month, and I'll split the utilities with you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. That's what Clyde Harrison told me. I'm going to make a spot for him. I got to have it.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, that's the best news I've heard.
He said, I'll guarantee you $100 a month, clear out of that back bay, and split the utilities.
This, because he don't aggravate anybody.
No, sir. Then the funny part about it. Then, if I wanted to take off and go someplace, I say, Clyde, I'll be back in a little while. He say, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes.
And that keeps some time.
Yeah.
Keeps some time me down and keeps me from hiring somebody.
Yes. And you don't need to run all over town. It's a good excuse not to, well, you don't have to. I'm about to burn up with this shirt on.
Of course, I've got, I hired this one student. He's got his tuition all paid. And his books and his room. He's got his room. Arrangements made for his place to live. But he said, I just ain't made no arrangements for something to eat yet. And he said, I can eat on $15 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave him a job.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to help me in evenings after about 3:30 or 4 o'clock on till closing time.
Mm-hmm.
And for $15 a week.
Well, that'd be good.
That gave me a chance to get on out of there about 4:30, I can get on out and come on down here if you want.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that old shirt's so hot.
Then let him close up, see?
Yeah.
Well, that's best news I've heard, Cookie. If he would, yeah, we should tell him one thing when he talks to me at any rate. Just not talk quite so fast. Because I can't follow what he says anyhow. He dishes that information out so fast. You gotta be, have a good night's sleep behind you before you can follow that.
Now you know he can catch it just that fast.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But now he don't take any jaw. What was that you was telling me one day? We got that's just
I'll just go tell him what to use.
Oh, that's a jaw.
Not yet.
Oh,
it is.
Riding children?
Yeah, I guess they're
getting out there and running out of the car. Whose old car is that? Lord help us. They're losing us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, children want to come out here all the time. And you see, it ties it down. I discourage them from doing that. If they bring the adults, you see, but see the adults want to get a little relief.
Yeah, and they push them out here on you fellows.
And leave.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you got a groom, but you know, it don't look like a cookie, but generally, we go from early in the morning to late at night, doing something all the time. It don't look like it, you see, but that's what it is. And when you stop and do that sort of stuff, that's tedious.
Oh, yeah.
It's pleasure, you know. It's no objection to it.
If you didn't have something else to do.
Yeah.
Well, you take me. I've got one day.
Yeah.
To do all my chores in.
Yeah.
That's why I went ahead and hired this boy for $15 a week. They give me a chance after 4:30. I can get on down here if I've got something to do. If I've got something to do at home, I can get on home and do it. But I've got to go next week. Next week tells a tale.
Well, what's that?
I've got to go. I've got to make $300 next week. Clear money.
You got a deadline?
Yeah. Next Friday night's the deadline. I got to make it.
Well, you've been having so many expenses at the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it tore me up.
It's a pleasure to be able to raise the money, but it's still...
So far, I've done it. I've met every deadline that they set for me yet.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Like I told Frank coming down this morning, I may have to sell a couple horses, but I'll make that deadline.
I wish you had this. This season of the year now, it's opening up, you see. And I wish you had your well in over here. You know, Cookie, there's I've got this big old tank here. It's good metal tank. All it's ever had in it's water right out there.
I was thinking about taking that and...
And with all your transportation, you see, you could you can use my little... I've got a little two-wheel trailer out there.
500 gallons of water looks heavy.
Well, you don't have to fill it. You wouldn't use 500 gallons. It don't take long to fill it up. I used to fill it up and haul it over to the pasture where there wasn't any.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You Yeah, I thought about that and taking it up the lane there a ways, you know, where I could have a gravity feed into my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Just hook it up and have a gravity feed right into the trailer.
That's right.
And the more water you had in the tank, the better pressure you'd have.
That's right.
Of course, like you say, it wouldn't take long to fill it up.
No, it don't take long out here.
Maybe we'll try to do that before the next weekend. But I just ain't got the money to put a well down now. I just ain't got it.
Yeah. Well, it's the money, and it's also the time. You can't turn a man loose.
No, I've got to stay right there with him.
You got to look in on it.
Because he's a nigger.
Yeah.
I don't care how good he is, he's still a nigger.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right, and this little half-hour visit with Cook is Sunday the 19th of April, 1970. The end of Channel 2 Right, and the visit with Cookie.